This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Would you eat at a restaurant where the people working at the restaurant refuse to eat? This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Had a friend, he worked at a restaurant. We were having a conversation, and I was like, yeah, man, I'll come over there and we'll grab a bite. He's like, nah, man, don't eat at our place. I was like, what? Nah, don't eat there. That's all you got to hear. Did you need? Well, why not? Are there roaches? Are there rat droppings? What? That's it. He worked there. I mean, unless you're writing an expose, you could, you know, you were curious. I mean, and there is curiosity. Well, why not, man? But when I did, I was like, really? That was my inquiry. And he goes, yeah. I didn't need to hear. I don't want to hear the possibilities of what you can do to my food. I kind of have a general idea. Would you need to know more? I doubt it. So that's it. Well, guess what? You have healthcare workers who say, don't get the shot. The guy at Johnson & Johnson, who they exposed, Project Veritas, said, I ain't getting it. Don't give this shot to kids. There are other people going, don't give this shot to anybody. It could give you cancer. You know all the ramifications. What, you think Johnson & Johnson is the only one that's got some bad news? You don't think Pfizer or Moderna? If O'Keefe had had people there, we'd be hearing something else about them. You better know, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, they put out a fatwa. You better not utter a single word to anybody. This is worse than the CIA. You can't tell people what you do. Husbands and, you know, a guy or a woman works at Moderna. So, honey, how was work? Oh, you know, it was okay. Just a little bit of accounting, you know. I mean, it's almost like watching True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And what are they? They're healthcare. They are pharmacy, you know, I mean, people that do pharmaceutical stuff. And they can't even tell you. These people, let me put it to you this way. I will bet you money that the majority of the people, and I don't know if they're exempt. I think they may be. Moderna, J&J, and Pfizer, I bet you their employees are exempt from taking that shot. Is there a reporter in the house? Is there an investigative reporter in the house? Can somebody find out? I bet you they're exempt. Let me ask you, why would you exempt Congress and all these other people? Why is there any exemption? If you want this shot done and you think it's really a matter of public safety, why are there any exemptions outside of somebody's absolute health? Like they say, we know for a fact this will react if you're a heart patient or if you've had, you know, cardiac infirmity, whatever, you know, you can tell how much I know about medicine right there. But why that would be it. And you figure, well, those people, you know, it's pretty few and far between. So, but no, they exempt Congress. They exempt Biden. They exempt the staff. Oh, but Biden got his shot, Kevin. Yeah, if you believe it. If you believe it. Are you guys even paying attention to what they say is in this shot? There's a lady that said, every time you get this booster, you kill your immune system. Is it true? I don't know. But here's why I tell you, I don't like to take medicine. People go, Kevin, you got a headache, you ought to take an aspirin. I get it. It might alleviate it. It might fool my body into thinking that I don't have a headache. I'm okay. I prefer that my body knows I have a headache because something created the headache, and I want to know what it is. So I fought a headache for 2 days the other day. It wasn't debilitating, but it was rough. But it's over. I did not take a single pill. I'm not anti-taking those pills. It's just I prefer not to. I prefer the same thing here. Anyway, the people on the front lines, the people in these hospitals are saying we would rather be fired than take the death poke. And I don't blame them. Jennifer Bridges, They write, loved her job as a nurse at Houston Methodist Hospital, where she worked for 8 years. But she chose to get fired rather than inoculated against COVID-19, believing that the vaccine was more of a threat than the deadly virus. So let me tell you what they're doing now. If you probably haven't noticed the switch. They're now telling you how many people are still dying from this deadly virus. After everything Biden promised, it's still out there. It's killing people. It's worse than ever. They didn't say that with Trump. That was the worst part of it. You know why they're doing that? Because they don't want you to look at the numbers of the number of people dying from that vaccine. They want you to still believe you may die from the vaccine, but it's worse if you don't get it. It's still out there. It's looming and all the variants. Lambda and Mu still out there waiting to grab you, man. It's like these boogeymen, these virus boogeymen. And it's only going to get worse when winter. Yeah, it is going to get worse. That's when viruses like to spread. I'll reveal something to you guys. I actually think I got the Delta variant of that virus. You want to know how I know? Because when I got it the first time, at the end of it, my face got swollen. I could tell it was in my eyes, like the way you catch a flu, but worse. And my skin peeled. I can't describe it. My face was so red. It was like I had, what are those treatments that women get when they, you know, like, I don't know what they do, but they like poke the skin and then like a whole layer of skin came off my face. I mean, I look good. I mean, hard to believe it. I improved on this, but I did. I look good. And so this just recently, I had the same feeling, only lighter. And my face peeled not as bad. And I thought to myself, I bet I got the Delta variant. Now you're like, well, Kevin, where have you been? I've been around a bunch of kids. They didn't look sick. I've probably been around a bunch of vaccinated people, you know, bourgeois cocktail sippers who believed themselves to be disease-free, and they probably gave me the Delta variant, or who knows, I don't know. But I do believe I had it. I didn't lose my sense of taste. I didn't lose my sense of smell, not this time. But I think I got it because I had the similar end-of-life symptoms, but it was so mild. It was just a nuisance. It wasn't like, oh, this is horrible. Anyway, this thing goes on, this story. Bridges was among 150 employees who were fired or resigned rather than comply. And they said, but 25,000 others did. They want you to now know a new set of numbers. Those that comply. Oh, it was just a small number of the people who are going to comply. You know what I say to that 150? Congratulations, you just joined the ranks of the Navy SEALs.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Put your money and your principal where your mouth is. That's what those healthcare workers did in Houston, Texas. Good for them. They're trying to push this idea that these mandates are effective. Oh, Kathy Hochul, the in New York, they said mandates have been proven to in effectively in boosting vaccination rates in healthcare. 92% of the state's more than 625 healthcare workers were inoculated, and 73% on August 16 when former Governor Andrew Cuomo laid down the September 27th deadline for vaccinations. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a tidbit of what we're going to delve into big time, which is how these vaccinations are being used in this population control experiment. But what I love about that Houston, those 150 people in Houston who chose to be fired, is they chose it. They said, fine, fire us. Let me tell you what's going to happen, people. If more people decide to get fired, trust me, they're going to be calling you back. Will you please come back? I'll tell you what, I'll come back, but I want hazard pay. Because I'm working around all those super spreaders. I want five times what you paid me before. There are people, I've gotten things where they said, a friend of mine, she sent me a note. She says, Kevin, they need a vaccinated piano player to go play a gig. And she told me, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not playing it. Beautiful piano player. I said, nope. Not getting vaccinated. Not for a gig. But they wanted a vaccinated piano. A person who's going to sit way away from everybody. Going to have nothing to do with them. They must be vaccinated. Forget it. Hey, help is on the way, though. Black folks get it, people. Co-founder of Black Lives Matter Greater New York chapter warned of another uprising similar to that of George Floyd protests last year because of vaccine mandates. And here's what he said. We're putting this city on notice that your mandate will not be another racist social distance practice. Black people are not going to stand by or you will see another uprising, said Chivana Newsom. Oh, it's a she. I'll join her in this uprising. 72% of black people in this city from ages 18 to 44 are unvaccinated, Newsom said during the protest. So what's going to stop the Gestapo, I mean the NYPD, now we part, from rounding up black people, from snatching them off the train and off the bus? This is not an NYPD problem, girl. This is a de Blasio problem. This is a Hochul problem, the governor. They said on September the 16th, Carmine's Italian restaurant in New York denied three black women entry after they reportedly refused to provide their vaccination cards. The three women were arrested the same day for allegedly assaulting the hostess. I got to tell you, this is one of these instances where the goal, if you will, the BLM and my goal, we combine, we collide here. This is where we get together. Newsom organized a protest and essentially canceled the restaurant. Good for them. I love this story. It's far beyond time that we take a look at this. And let me tell you, black folks may very well be the savior for this type of thing. And why do you think we're doing this vax versus unvax and we're equating it back to the 1960s? If you want to find out more about it, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and in the next day or so, that site should be up. But I paid a guy, we came up with the ideas, but I paid a guy to take the imagery of the 1960s where blacks were being oppressed and to transfer it into vaccinated status, vaxxed versus unvaxxed. And we want to continue to do that, and we want to take these iconic imagery and the whole, that whole vibe of the 60s, and we want to transfer that into vax versus unvax. And look, we got BLM ready to support this. And now here's where BLM's going to struggle. They're now going to lose money because the powers that be, they want black folks gone. They don't want these black people out there rabble-rousing and doing this stuff. They want them to obey. We pay you to do what we want you to do. And here, these black leftists are stepping off the plantation a bit. Well, now that they're off the plantation, let's get them right. They want to blame NYPD. How can you blame NYPD? They just follow the law. They do their jobs. If I were NYPD, I would turn the other cheek. I would certainly let people know I'm on your side here. That's what happened to me when I was on a plane and some people, this young kid, a guy told me, you need to put your mask on. I was like, you need to mind your business. And then another young kid was like, he starts screaming, you need to put your mask on. Yeah. I said, I tell you what, when we get off the plane, if you can put my mask on me, I'll put it on. And so we had a big beef. He wouldn't do anything because I told him when we get to the parking lot, you're not going to be yelling as much because you're going to be off federal property. And then, you know, it's going to be a whole different deal. But he's yelling because he can be tough when he's around everybody else. And he thinks he's on the side of righteousness. We got out to the main terminal area, into the lobby, I should say. And they had already called the cops. And the cop, I didn't say a word. And he was yelling, he needs to put his mask on. Da, 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 da. And the cop comes over to me and said, man, I can't stand this stupid stuff. He made sure that I knew he was on my side of the mask argument. I said, look, here's my thing. If you don't want to wear your mask and you want to do it, that's fine. Don't get in my face. And he goes, I'm 100% with you, man. So the cops can handle this in such a way that BLM knows, hey, look, don't be blaming us. But, and this is what bugs me about these idiot leftist blacks, is they don't know where to put blame. Yeah, NYPD gonna come arresting us. NYPD's doing a job. Blame the people who did it. Blame your governor. Blame the mayor. They're the ones who did it. So, the good news is that, and by the way, I'm in no way in support of Black Lives Matter over anybody else. But we do converge here. Whether you're looking at it from the standpoint of black lies or any lies. If somebody's going to revolt and say, we need to show me a vaccination card. Essentially what they were saying is we don't accept black folks. And I'm going to have my team do? We're going to take Carmine's Restaurant and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to create a graphic that does the same thing anywhere that they don't let black folks in. Now you say, Kevin, why is it black folks? It's black folks because that's the stuff that the left did back in the 60s and that they continue to throw in their face. They act like they're not racist or they're not separatist in some way. And yet again, they're separating us. They started out with just mask, right? It was just a mask. Mask versus unmask. Now it's vaxxed versus unvaxxed. Well, guess what? If you look at the population control, how about sterilized versus unsterilized? Where does it end? You want to know? Ask smokers. Ask smokers where it ends. You, in some places, you can't even smoke in your house. There is no end. When the left sets their sights on something, it doesn't end unless you smack them in their freaking mouth. Then it ends. Anyway, I want to talk about the beginnings of this population control. We're going to just touch on the edges of it because I want to cover it in a lot more depth later on. But hang in there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but not that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are.
This is USA Radio News. A vague answer to a pressing question. Chris Barnes reports.
Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says...
It's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci's saying on CBS's Face the Nation, that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Representative Todd Akin, the conservative Missouri Republican, has died. He was 74. Akin had cancer for several years. His son Perry said in a statement, he died late Sunday at his home in Wildwood, a St. Louis suburb. Akin represented a Republican-leaning eastern Missouri district that included St. Louis area suburbs for 12 years, giving up a safe seat to run for the U.S. Senate in 2012. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Black people smell a rat in this whole Wu Flu thing, and rightfully so. They see what's going on. I don't know where they're getting the message. That maybe part of it's from me. It's part of it's from a whole group of other people like Larry Elder and various other blacks that are out there spreading the word. But they smell a rat. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And I just explained it. Black Lives Matter saying, look, a lot of black folks are not vaccinated. The BLM out of New York is raising holy heck over, hey, look, we want to go into places and I don't want to show a vaccination card. You're not going to treat me like you did black folks back in the day. Remember, I used to tell people, man, I ain't never going back into slavery. And then I'm looking at all these white folks going graciously. Oh, where's slavery? Show me the slavery line. I'd like to try that out. You're going graciously into slavery. I'm not going into slavery. So I want to touch on a little bit of this world depopulation and population control, because it's been, the roots go back to a guy named Reverend Thomas Malthus, who's an English clergyman of the 18th century. And he said humans are going to produce faster than the earth's capacity to feed it, to feed these people. And he says the desperate masses would imperil everybody because we're going to get to a point where we'll eat each other or we'll, you know, take from each other. It'll be anarchy. And if you play it out to the bitter end of, you know, what that number is, yeah, I agree. There's hardly anybody would disagree. Now, the question is, how fast can you keep pace? Well, guess what? Rapid agricultural advances. We were an agrarian society back in the day. And we actually figured out how to, how to continue to produce more and more crops. And even though farmers ruined some ground, you know, some land at the time, and we created dust bowls and things like that, we are now at a level of sophistication in farming that we can feed a lot of people. We still waste much food every year. We could probably figure out how not to do that. If push came to shove. So with 7.6 billion people in the world, which by the way exceeds numbers that these people never thought we would get to, the world is still relatively safe from anarchy over food production. But that doesn't stop people from wondering, what is that magic number? So I'm just going to give you a few things, food for thought. From the 1960s, the World Bank, the UN, and other American philanthropic, and I use my finger quotes, foundations like the Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation, they wanted to focus on what they saw as a problem of burgeoning third world numbers. Now they're looking at the poor. They believed overpopulation was, get this, the primary cause of environmental degradation, economic underdevelopment, and political instability. Massive populations in the third world they saw as a threat to Western capitalism. So they built this, what they call the Malthusian framework, which is this powerful ideology of, we got to look at the population a lot differently than we did before. So in 1966, Lyndon Johnson warned that the U.S. could be overwhelmed by desperate masses, and he made U.S. foreign aid dependent on countries adopting family planning programs. Now, before I even get into that, understand, we had family planning programs here in the U.S. It's called Planned Parenthood. And what it was meant to do, it was a eugenicist-born movement that said, let's take these people that we consider to be the dregs of society, a.k.a. black folks. Now, when it started, it also included poor people. Let's put a program together that will only keep a certain number of them who can support us, what we want to do as elites, but don't let them overpopulate. Because they become a threat. They get their guns and they become self-sufficient. They can grow their own food. They can hunt their own animals. That's the way they become. They don't need the government. So this is what they were planning all along. And virtually everyone agreed there was this massive demand for birth control to go around the world. If you look at what we do, we promote. That's why they couldn't stand Trump when he says we're going to end paying for abortions. They're like, whoa, wait a minute. We paying for abortions and birth control. That's what the U.S. is about. That's part of your responsibility as an elitist country, is to make sure these third world countries don't overpopulate. Along comes Paul Ehrlich. 1968, he's an American biologist. He wrote a best-selling book called The Population Bomb. He suggested it was too late to save countries from the dire effects of overpopulation. And he said that already it would result in an ecological disaster with the deaths of hundreds of millions of people in the 1970s. And the biggest thing he said is financial assistance should be given only to those countries with a realistic chance of bringing birth rates down. Compulsory measures would not be ruled out. I just want you to stop and think about that for just a second. This was being discussed for quite some time. The population at the time, in the 1970s, I got a chart here. You guys, can you pull up that chart? So we have a history of the population during that time. So around the 1970s, the population was probably around 5 billion. We're 2 plus billion over that at this point. We'll get back to that chart in just a bit. Now, I want you to understand, I'm going to delve even deeper into this in a Kev talk, because I just think that there's so much rich information here. Now, contraception. They spoke of a war on population growth fought with contraceptive methods, contraceptive weapons. The war would entail sacrifices and collateral damage. That is a quote. Such language, I'm reading this, betrayed a lack of empathy with the subjects, said Ms. Germain. People didn't talk about people. They talked of acceptors and users of family planning. In other words, the people who are talking about killing babies and killing off the human species, they don't look at you as humans. All these leftists to talk about, oh man, we've got to, if we could just save one life in the humanitarian efforts, when it comes to depopulation, you're a unit. You're a car that didn't make it, that's not going to make it off the assembly line. So here's more on Ehrlich. So the Trumpet wrote this about him. Futurists have predicted for decades the population explosion would threaten civilization. And they reference, obviously, Ehrlich's book. He says millions would starve to death in the 1970s. And here's the critical piece, including 65 million Americans in the Great Die-Off. To this point, though, advancements in producing and managing our food, water, energy, pollution, waste, and wealth have outpaced the difficulties. And people just keep multiplying. In fact, every single day, births outpace deaths by more than 200,000 people. Were you aware of that number? I wasn't. So think about it this way. The number I got is 187,000 people die every day in the world. It's probably more because the population's gotten higher. And they say that 200,000 more people are born, more than that number, every single day. So the question is, does the world suffer from having too many people? It's an important and it's a fascinating question. And I asked this question in a forum. I said, let's just play this game. What's the number that you think is too many for the world to be able to handle? And my buddies were like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, sure we do. We, you know, just give me a number. What do you think? I mean, it's just a guess. Nobody's going to hold you to it. And I said, let's pretend that it's 8 billion and we're creeping up on it now. Because, you know, it might be 20 billion. You may think it's 20. But whatever the number is, let's just give it a finite time and let's pretend that we're on it. So in this case, we got 7.6 billion people. Now we're about to get to 8. We're very close. We're birthing 200,000 more people per day than are dying. So it doesn't take you long to figure out when we're just do 200,000 more, which is what we're going to do, 400 million more people, 7.6 billion. So 400 million more people at 200,000 births a day over the death rate. And you can figure out when that time's going to come. So it's almost like knowing that a meteor is headed to Earth and it's going to be destroyed. So what are we going to do in the meantime? Well, if that's the case, what happens? What happens when we get to 8 billion and one? Does the world suddenly, everybody start to starve? Probably not. So we know that it isn't just going to end there, but what they want to see is that instead of us getting to 8 billion, they want to see that graph crest and we start coming downward. So what do you think they're going to do? Are they just going to willy-nilly kill people? Are they going to do mandatory sterilization? Well, in the time of COVID, maybe they just decide to flip a switch. Maybe that booster shot you're getting will maintain that we no longer live to be a certain age. Because we keep stretching out the age. Mortality age. Jeff Bezos is actually working to make people live longer. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's funny when you think about depopulation and you think about it in the sense that it's a reasonable topic to discuss. It's like discussing abortion with the idea of, well, the reason why there's been less crime is because there's been more abortions, because single moms have high levels of, they produce kids that create high levels of crime. Why? Because they're single moms. They had babies too young. They don't have fathers. They don't have supervision, etc. So the reduction in crime is a direct correlation to abortion. That's an argument that you could go, well, I get it. Okay. You know, it's one way to have a societal change that you might not be able to have otherwise. That's a decent discussion. I mean, it's still killing of a baby, but you could at least wage the argument of, well, they're cute when they're babies, but when they grow up, they become gorillas, you know. And I shouldn't even say that because I love gorillas. But you get my point. If you want to talk population, you would say to me, Kevin, surely there's a point where you shouldn't have any more kids, right? I mean, how many kids could you possibly have that you could take care of? I'd go, none. I can't take care of the four I had. That's a joke. I could. But the point is, if you say, I want to have eight kids, some your parents might go, eight kids? Man, you can't even take care of yourself. You're talking population control. The reason why people make the decision of, we're only going to have two children because we want to be able to give them a quality of life, etc. Okay, so at the microcosm, we talk about population control. At the macrocosm, you could say, the ability of society to take care of X number of people who are on the public dole, X number of people who, you know, are going to be, you know, as we say, blind, crippled, or crazy, whatever, is too many, or those that are too lazy to work, or whatever. The earth doesn't have the resources. We only have a finite amount of water. We have a finite amount of other natural resources. That's a reasonable discussion. But here's the reason why they don't want you to know, because they don't want you to know who's going to be pulling the trigger. Who's going to be choosing life and death? Because it's not you. So they held their first population conference, I believe, in 1974. UN Population Conference. And it was for, they were looking at it for emergency measures. There were critics of it. Karen Singh, India's health minister at the time, declared development is the best contraceptive. Probably true. Because people in developed nations go, you know what, I can only afford to have my lifestyle with this many kids. People who are poor look at children as a natural resource that can help them tend the farm. That kind of thing. Anyway, a year later, Mr. Singh's government presided over one of the most notorious episodes in the history of human population. In June of 1977, the Indian premier, Indira Gandhi, declared a state of emergency after accusations of corruption threatened her government. Her son Sanjay used the measure to introduce radical population control measures that were targeted at the poor. The emergency declaration lasted 2 years, but in 1975 alone, 8 million Indians, mainly poor men, were sterilized. So I asked this question before. What is the limit that the government can have? If they say, I can force you to take a shot. Okay, what else can they force you to do? What other emergency measures can the government declare? Because that's essentially what Biden has said. This is an emergency. There's no number, no data, no science that makes this an emergency. Nothing. Not a thing. Fake data, fake everything. And the vaccine is deadly. They don't want to tell you. If this vaccine were done under Trump, right now they would be arresting people. Operation Warp Speed would be declared a failure. Let me move on. This is a topic that I swear I could do an entire show on, because I want to talk about all these people. And I'm not even going back that far in history for the people that formed the eugenicist movement that wanted population control. It has been discussed, folks, for decades. For centuries at this point. Naturalist David Attenborough once said, a creature he finds most extraordinary is a nine-month-old human baby. But he says the planet can't sustain many more. He did this interview at 92 years old. He said, in the long run, population growth has to come to an end. There are some reasons for thinking this will happen almost inevitably. Hollywood made a movie where nobody could have babies anymore. I don't remember the name of it. Something of Men. I can see the actor in it. And they found one girl who could have a baby who was pregnant, and they were trying to kill her. He goes on, it is very alarming at the rate we're going, and although people will say in the long run we're going to stabilize, they're going to stabilize, as far as I can see, at a rather higher level than Earth can really accommodate. Now, they've been saying this for a long time, and I've been telling you, you know, I said earlier in the broadcast, that modern technology has allowed us to feed more people. I mean, you can go fish the oceans, but we can also catch fish, get the eggs, grow the fish in fish farms, and you have plenty of fish. You can grow fish at a rate that's a lot faster than they may hatch in the wild. You know, well, I don't even know if that's the case, but I'm just saying we can have control of it. We've learned how to grow things without soil, in air, and a host of other things. I don't know if it's better for you, but we've tackled this problem because they thought that the population of the earth shouldn't, there are people that thought we shouldn't have over 500 million people. And these are the stats. Roughly 83 million people are added to the world's population each year. This is according to the UN. And, of course, that number grows as the population grows. So advancements in modern medicine and nutrition let us live longer. So we're not dying as fast as we did before. And as I said earlier, 200,000 more people per day are born than die. That number is going to grow as the population grows. And I can go on. They said fertility and birth rates are dropping globally. The overall trend is continued population growth, and that's creating this pressure. And here's where it gets interesting, because if you want to know why you hear things about climate change and the woo-flu, all these things together, this is the colliding of it. Attenborough, whose 2015 interview by Obama about climate change was screened in more than 50 countries and has contributed, they write, a huge amount to shaping our views on environmental issues. As a UN head of environment, Eric Solheim, says, few people have inspired action for the planet like him. So what they're saying is this: too many people is hurting the planet. Too many people are causing climate change. So when you hear climate change, forget the science of the weather and things like that. They want you to tie it to overpopulation and a mandatory either stop having babies or we will take dire measures to make sure you do. Step one, we're going to give you contraception. Step two, we're going to sterilize you. Step three, woo-flu, we're going to put your lights out. This is a convenient excuse, folks, for future population limits. And this is step three. You can call me a conspiracy theory, to act like I'm me and Alex Jones are brothers separated from separate mothers, but let me tell you, this is the final frontier. They give money to you if you will kill your babies. Why do you think there is they say, look, you want to stay home and be on welfare? If you stop having babies, we'll take care of you. Now, women have gotten around this and figured out that the more babies you have, they'll take care of. Trust me, they are already working on it. They're going to be taking money away from them. But they want, this is step three. Step one was we're going to pay for abortions, contraception. We'll get rid of these babies. But now we're at a step where they say, and step two, of course, is sterilization. But now we're at a step where they're saying, we've had enough. If you don't capitulate, all of you have taken this shot. We'll stop you from getting your doses. This is not federal government mandate on these vaccines. This is collusion between Big Pharma and the world on who will live and who will die. Optimum population numbers. They said enough to guarantee the minimal physical ingredients of a decent life to everyone. They theorized Ehrlich, 1.5 to 2 billion people rather than the 7 billion we have today or the 9 billion expected in 2050. 1.5 to 2 billion because you can have, this is what he wrote, big active cities and wilderness. But you get above that and the quality of life drops for everybody. Well, we're above that. How's your quality of life? Mine's pretty good. Maybe everybody can't say that, but they weren't born here in America. But all that's changing, folks. Pay attention.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.